Welcome to The Inspired Author. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a serious girl boss, and a passionate young adult author and mentor, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your journey, I invite you to join me and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and creative passions, then I think you found the right place. It's time to get inspired. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and Merry Christmas Eve. Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me today. So it is obviously Christmas Eve. I am so excited. Today is also my father's birthday. So in years past, it has always been that all of our Christmas celebrations and festivities begin today. Now, being separate and away from my family, that's not exactly how things are going to go. But I'm still going to make today a very special day. I have just a few presents left to wrap. In complete honesty, I actually still have a couple presents left to buy. And then it is going to be a day of planning, but in the best kind of way. I have some big announcements coming in 2019, and I'm getting so excited because I've managed to keep this all a secret for so long, but I can't wait to start telling you guys everything and showing you everything that I've been working on. And today is no different. Today I get to start diving into the fun part of my planning and do some creating. So I'm really excited about that, but I am going to talk to you guys today, and I touched on it the other day, and I don't know why I couldn't remember the reference, because this is a go-to book for me. It's something that I use all the time. It's something that I turn back to, and that is Rebecca Campbell's Light is the New Black. If you haven't read this book, you definitely need to read this book, but in one of her chapters, Rebecca explains heroes and how you're drawn to the people you admire because you recognize something in them that is also in you. The thing that you admire the most in someone else is the thing that your soul wants to express. And the only difference between them and you is that they're expressing their unique light in a unique way that doesn't allow their ego to get in the way. And those traits are calling to you to do the exact same thing. So I encourage you to maybe write a list of some of the people that you admire the most. Maybe make a list of 3 or 5 of your heroes. Then write down the top 3 qualities that you admire most about them. Those are the qualities that are calling to you to be expressed in your own life. How can you take those top 3 qualities that you've noticed, and they might be repeating qualities from each one of the heroes. They might be individual. They might kind of link to one another. But how can you take those traits and start expressing them in your life? Is your hero courageous, authentic, full of grace, powerful, a leader, a mother, intuitive? Whatever it is that your heroes are, call out those qualities and start living your life expressing them freely, just a little bit more. Every single day, find a way to embrace that trait in your life. And you're going to find that your soul is a lot happier because you're finally living your life fearlessly, exactly the way that your soul is designed to live it. So I know that this was a little bit of somebody else's words that I was borrowing today. But this, honestly, when I read that, it had hit me so hard. And I recognize so much in the people that I look up to and I follow and that I am inspired by, who are authentic and speak out and unstoppable and powerful and just truly innovators. So I hope that maybe this can help you, and maybe before you start today, and it might be a great opportunity over the next few days because you're surrounded by people who love and support and care about you and want to see you succeed, maybe this is the time to call upon a couple of those traits that your heroes possess and test them out. Take them for a test drive while you're around people who support you and see how they feel. And that way, when you go back to work on the 2nd, you're going to be armed with a couple new traits that truly express who you are and what your soul wants to be. I hope you guys all have an absolutely amazing Christmas Eve. I hope that you are surrounded by loved ones and friends and family and laughter. I'm going to talk to you guys all again tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a review on iTunes or SoundCloud. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Author Samantha Davidson or on Twitter at Author Samantha D. I look forward to seeing you again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.